This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
I want to bring down the mood into something a little bit more relaxing now because my wife has just got home from a 3-day health retreat. Sort of more kind of like massage music, Jess. We got something to sort of...
You said Hawaiian.
Yeah, I did say
and
Hawaiian.
And this is Hawaiian.
This is sort of... Or the Beach Boys, the sun's out. You can always play it here at Nova. it's a great time to go away to a health retreat, just sort of during school holidays and stuff like that. So timing is everything. But she had a good time. She came back very relaxed, man. The vibe was so chilled at home. Because she went for bushwalks and stuff. Showed me a video of a trapdoor spider. That's cool.
Was there yoga and like sugar-free,
No
alcohol, no sugar.
Yeah, no phones either.
Yeah, no husbands, no children.
Stretching, a lot of stretching.
Yeah, a lot of stretching. She did this thing
last night.
Did you
do the Kwong? The Kwong? What's the thing in the mornings where you...
Kum Kwong? Oh, Tai Chi.
No, not Tai Chi. It's not Tai Chi, it's Kwong.
Is it Tai Bo with Billy Blanks?
No.
Kwong Dong?
Yeah, Kwong. It's something like that.
Zumba? Did she do Zumba?
No, it's not Zumba. No.
It's called something else. It's really good, but you need to go and have a look to set your circadian rhythm. You need to go and look directly into the sun in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Ice baths? Or
yeah, she did a bit of ice bath, yeah.
Great.
Which was good. It was really tranquil for her. Well, I had 3 kids. It's really tranquil.
Oh, I saw they were being fed well.
I ate a bit, mate. Don't worry about that.
2-minute noodle action.
What's interesting, she came back and she said what was good before she arrived, they booked her in for a massage. And she had what was called the Aloha massage. Do you know much about that?
Because the lady was
actually Hawaiian.
I have had a Hawaiian massage before from a man.
Go on.
Seriously?
Was it full on? Did he massage
your
bosoms?
What? No, but he did...
touch your bottom?
What did he do? He got very close.
To touching your bottom?
Did you ask for that?
You were...
did you hook up with him during the massage?
No.
This is extraordinary.
You're telling the story about...
Well, I'm going to tell Heather, your mother, to stop listening right now and we'll get the full story from Kate Ritchie. What? So Lisa said, I don't know much about a Hawaiian massage or Aloha massage.
And she's also in a very similar marriage, a low bar massage.
Tom, that's not funny.
That was great.
That was not great.
Thumbs up.
Anyway.
Thumbs up. Thanks, Tom.
Lisa said, is it sort of like a Reiki type massage where your hands hover and you feel for different...
With a rake?
No.
That would hurt.
No. And she said, well, it is energy based. So what I do is I rub different parts of your body and through your glands I can tell where the negative energy is, and then I release
it. He was using his gland.
The negative energy is at home.
It's about 1,000 kilos away.
I think they sing. I think at mine they sang. On top of other things, they sing.
Did they?
They do not.
Well, my temperature's rising.
Like relaxing music, or is it? What do they sing?
I don't know what it was. I just was lying there going, this is...
Or turn all the lights on, T-Pain.
This is really awkward.
Yeah, she found it a little bit awkward. But what happened was...
Yeah, tell us about the gland massage.
As the girl continued to massage the glands, right?
Which ones? Because you have a few in your body.
Yeah, I think there's sort of groin and under the arm. And
yeah.
Sort of around.
Three on your chin there.
What's wrong?
So as she's massaging Lisa, she starts yelling out dates. 26th of February, 1982.
No,
she starts yelling out 15th of March, 1996. And Lisa's saying, what are you doing? And she's saying, well, I'm identifying traumatic times. Without a word of a lie. So she's writing them down. She writes down 3 main dates because the negative energy that is being released has come from those times. And that negative energy has been stored in her body since that day.
One was your wedding anniversary, unfortunately.
Was it?
Well, you joke.
Oh, was it?
So the 3 dates that were written down for the most traumatic was July. It was like July 2016. And that was when she had some postnatal.
Yeah.
Then in 2023, there was her mum got sick, and that was recognised through negative energy as well. Mm. And you're right, it's September 2013. That's when we got married.
Tom and I were there. Yeah. That was pretty traumatic day, to be honest with you.
Everyone was very traumatised.
So she had to work the negative energy from that time period out of my wife's glands. her hands to the glands and out of the body. And I thought it was a good time. I thought the wedding was a celebration.
It would be a stressful time, though, wouldn't it? I mean, it shouldn't have been.
It should have been. I mean, I think I organised most of it. Or the wedding planner did. She just had to sort it.
Or the wedding planner. Or the wedding planner did.
Well, I had
didn't
to
you have 75 people in your wedding party?
There were 12. Oh. But I thought everything went to plan. I thought we all had a great time.
Yeah, but she ended up married to you.
And the next thing you know, she's got all this terrible energy in one of her lower loins and in her gland.
And you've got no energy. So that's the sort of...
feel like I need a massage after that break.
I could tell you how many bad dates you've had. Was terrible. Anyway, she wants to invite me along to the next one.
Oh, I don't think you should take partners to retreats.
Don't you? Why not?
Nope. Do never ever take a partner to a relaxing health retreat.
This time tomorrow on the show.
That's what my friend told me.
Do you know what's exciting about this story? This time tomorrow on the show, Kate's going to tell us the truth about what happened during her Aloha massage.
I'm going to have to remember. I think I blocked it out. It was so traumatic.
Okay.
I had to keep going back and have my glands massaged to get rid of memories.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.